This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. A federal appeals court in New York has thrown out a decision against Bank of America and its mortgage lending unit Countrywide in a case dating back to the financial crisis. The Department of Justice had accused the bank of fraud, saying Countrywide misrepresented the quality of mortgage loans sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in 2007 and 2008. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more. Lewis, what's the backstory here?
A lot of people lacked foresight during that time, including Countrywide, which decided to call this particular program Hustle. That unlucky name actually stands for High Speed Swim Lane. It was basically a way to speed up and automate creating and selling mortgages. Countrywide sold a bunch of these Hustle loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The feds have been trying to get damages for what they say was a real hustle, and an earlier decision agreed with the fraud allegation. It would have fined the bank more than $1.2 billion, and it imposed a rare individual fine on executive Rebecca Mayrone. That decision seems to have given the DOJ leverage in negotiating other big settlements related to the financial crisis, including a more than $16 billion settlement with B of A. But three judges at the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York overturned the whole thing, saying the case for fraud just isn't strong enough. The takeaway is that this could weaken the government's ability to settle more of this type of case.
Lewis, thank you.